Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try, Trolls from Three Floyds Brewing. Barrel-aged Imperial Stout with vanilla beans added. This is not normal, is what it says on there. 13% ABV. It's been sitting out for 20 minutes, so that's going to be up to you. Excuse me. If you want yours a little warmer, room temp. Most of the time I drink mine cold. So usually I alternate. So this time I almost went in the middle and left it out just for a little bit. So most of the, I think Three Floyds have been putting out a lot more like barrel aged beers, Imperial Stout, stuff like that. I try and get them when I can. I wish I could get more, but it is what it is. Head's dying down because it just says vanilla beans added. It must be from the barrel. What ring I have is like a light brown color. For the color of the beer, I would say it is black, a very small teardrop of dark brown, like dark amber brown, but for the most part, yeah, black. I was trying to think, what Trolls is this? Because I was almost thinking, was it called Monsters or something like that? There. Was it called Troll? I think it was called Monsters or something like that back in the day. So I don't know what those Trolls are from. Could be music. I don't know. So let's go ahead and smell. I get the vanilla, maybe a little bitter chocolate than the barrel. Bourbon barrel. I think that vanilla is going with that bourbon. Maybe I almost want to say taking over the bourbon just a little bit, because it does remind me of like a straight bourbon, but the vanilla is upped. Yeah, almost like a bitter Hershey syrup, chocolate, something like that. More bitterness is coming through than I've smelt in, you know, the last 10 barrel-aged stouts or something like that. Yeah, that vanilla's there, that a little oaky wood, but it does seem, like I said already, the vanilla is more bourbony. Like if you took a little bit of bourbon and put vanilla beans in there, then drank that, maybe that's what it is. It doesn't smell, because I'm trying to compare it. The last one I had is Bell's Coffee Expedition Stout, and that you could smell that oaky bourbon barrel. This has that, but it seems like it's toned down with more vanilla on top than, I would say, like a bitter Hershey syrup. If there was a darker Hershey syrup or something like that, maybe that's what it is. That's about it, though. I mean, obviously, roasted malt you're going to get out of this. Maybe a little coffee. But I think that chocolate, that vanilla, and that oak bourbon stick out the most. Let's go ahead and taste. Yeah, like a bitter oak chocolate is what I would say. Again, I think I've said this before. If you put syrup, chocolate syrup on oak and then like ate that, that's kind of what you're getting. I am getting a little vanilla. I was trying to also remember, I guess I'm having flashbacks from this beer. There was another one that I said, I think I'm not tasting the vanilla like I think I should, but it seems like it's amping something else up. And it's almost, I want to say the chocolate, like a sweeter chocolate, but it's still bitter. There's still some bitterness in the chocolate. So maybe dark chocolate. I guess, higher SRM malts, but I don't think, it's almost like they put chocolate in here too. I doubt they did because they didn't put it on here, but some malt or something that they're, dark chocolate malt, because I don't think they make that, but maybe something like that, or just some, maybe a new kind of malt is doing that. I wouldn't say, it's definitely not dessert, like a vanilla chocolate. It still has that imperial stout base, but I like how the barrel's like around that. You're getting that bitterness that, I don't think that's coming from the hops. I don't think they're really hopping this up. So something else, the malt or something's putting that bitterness in there, because it's also not ashy charcoal. I'm not getting a lot of that, so I don't know where that bitterness is coming from. Maybe a little like tobacco, dark fruit in the very back, a little leather in the very back, like it's might. What's it called? I'm trying to dehusk Carafa 2 or whatever at 500 SRMs or something like it's a big dark taste like you would see in a higher ABV stout in the back, but you're really not getting that in the front. You're getting more of that chocolate, woody, bourbon taste. Kind of throwing me off now. I wish there was more vanilla. For me, I think that oak is a little overpowering. I want to see that toned down just a little bit. Because it's like as I keep drinking, it's like that oak keeps building in this one. Instead of what I would like to see going down a little bit. And more of maybe that bourbon, vanilla, roasted malt coffee coming through, but it's still good. Like I can tell there's a lot of sweetness, like my lips are sticky. It's making me burp too. A little heat in the back, but yeah, like a dark tart cherry in the back of this. With, like I was saying, tobacco, maybe a little leather in the back. Even into the aftertaste, I would say more tart, dark cherry than anything. Maybe a little bitter chocolate in there. So, overall good. I would like to see more vanilla in the taste. I think the smell is good. But the taste is a little lacking in my opinion. You could be different, Untappd could be different. But yeah, if you're into barrel-aged beers, I would suggest picking this up if you can. I would go 4 out of 5. I wish, like I said, oak was toned down just a little bit, more vanilla, maybe a little less of that darker fruit in the back, just because it's with vanilla. I can obviously, I don't think you would use a dark cherry with vanilla, but that would go good. But just those other flavors, I don't think mesh as well as I would like it. Again, you could be different, but let's go ahead and check on tap, see what they're saying. 8 of my friends have checked it in, 4.16 out of 5, 1200 people, 4.24. So I guess I'm a little low. No jinx. Bitter dark chocolate. He said sweet vanilla, mild bourbon, dry finish. I didn't get the dry finish on that. I mean, it's hard to. Yeah, I can taste it now, but yeah, that'll be up to you. Vanilla barrel age. I was going to see if there was IBUs. No IBUs on this one. Vanilla, barrel-aged, sweet, boozy, dry. Okay, so dry's in there, so it must just be me for that. Let's just see. I want to see if anybody outstanding 4.75. I think that's a little high, but that's just me. Everybody's going to be different. Too sweet. That's interesting. I don't think it's that sweet, but everybody's going to have their own. Like I said, if you're into barrel-aged beers, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.